Thank you. Thanks very much.
No, absolute pleasure. I've been wanting to catch up with you for a while on the program. We cover every sport in St. Raja. Ladies golf's another one, but you're a little bit hard to find, even though you've got a successful business in St. Raja. Where did the sport of golf take off for you?
It took off after I finished playing tennis. My partner went out one day and started playing golf, and so I grabbed the sticks and had a hit and just fell in love with the game.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, at what age was that?
I was 38 when I started.
You'd never picked up a golf club before that?
No, I hadn't. Hadn't done that as a child, which is a bit of a shame, really.
Yeah, well, I suppose you can't look back on what if and maybes and everything, but gee, at 38, to pick a golf club up for the first time and you've ended up at the standard you're at, it would have surprised the absolute heck out of your partner, wouldn't it?
Yes. They never like you getting better, going faster.
So you said off here, Sue, that it never took you long to fall in love with the game. You sort of knew straight away.
The golfers bite bit very fast, and I played and practiced all the time. I think I made my daily routine about when I was going to practice.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, probably 12 months ago, another lady, she said, "I'm going to take up golf," and I said, "To be very, very careful, you'll either love it or hate it, and if you love it, you're in trouble."
It takes up a lot of time. It takes a lot to play, but it takes a lot of practice as well.
When you've done a lot of practice to get, obviously, from never hitting a golf ball to the level you're at. You've won most of the Opens around St. Raja. Did there come a time where it just clicked? You felt like, I'm getting the hang of this now? Was it after so many months practice or so many years? Was there a turning point?
That's a hard question. I think you have to have lessons. If you want to be serious about the game, you need to get a coach and have lessons. It's a sport that, if you want to be good at it, the professionals are the first port of call. And the more lessons I had, the better I got. I wanted more lessons, I guess.
So yeah, right.
I just did that.
So, would without putting you on the spot, if you had just kept plugging along at your own rate, it would have taken you a lot longer, wouldn't it?
Definitely. I think if you're starting as a beginner,
yep,
and you have a few lessons, they'll just put you on the right track. That's what they do, and that makes the game much more fun.
Can you remember your first big win?
I think my first big win was the Victorian Mid-Amateurs,
yep,
which was only a few years ago, but I was playing a division lower. I obviously was a senior at the time, and I was playing in the mid-amateurs, and that would have been my major win.
Do you have to pinch yourself after that? From where you'd come from to win something like that's a big step.
Yeah, it was a shock to find myself the leader after the first round. It was at Cranbourne on a windy day, and
yep,
the scores were quite high, and I only shot a few over and came in to find myself the clubhouse leader. So it was a bit of a shock.
Actually, I know the course you mean at Cranbourne. That can be very wind affected there. It can blow like Turnberry in England and Scotland. And you don't know what weather you're going to get there either. So would that be a big highlight?
Yes, that was probably, as an individual, that was a highlight.
Yeah.
And as a team, it would have been winning a pennant flag for Commonwealth.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, teams. Golf's a very individual thing, isn't it? But once you're in a team, it must be a good feeling as well.
Ah, it's a great feeling, and it was a great. It's a great club to be a member of, and the same day, both our seniors, our men, and our ladies played the same course the same day and all won. So it hadn't happened before, and
yep,
I think they still couldn't find anything like that in the record book. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool achievement. Well, what's your favourite course around St. Raja, if you don't mind me asking you?
No, that's all right. Coomiella, of course.
Yeah, that's gee whiz. Yeah, okay. Well, I've always found Cumulla like a pinball machine. If you get off the fairways, it's a tough course, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite tough, and it's quite tight as far as don't have big wide fairways like some of the Melbourne courses do. And I think people that come from Melbourne are quite surprised at how difficult Cumulla is.
Well, when you think about St Regis, Sue, correct me if I'm wrong, we're pretty blessed, aren't we? You've got, you know, the Redcliffe Golf Course, Mildura, Riverside, Cumulla, Wentworth.
Yeah.
We don't go too bad.
And all the clubs have got, you know, great people and great committees, and there's a lot of people that do a lot of work, behind the scenes and volunteers, and these clubs wouldn't be able to run.
No.
We wouldn't have as many clubs without these sorts of people. So, no, we are very spoiled.
Yeah, Merbein's another one. The quality of the Merbein golf course has come along leaps and bounds in the last 10 years. And you're right, it's all volunteer based, and you can't burn volunteers out, Sue. But I think sporting clubs tend to do that a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're great. Merbein's done a great job. Redcliffe have done a fantastic job of what they're doing out there. They should be quite proud of the way they presented the course. It was really good, and I don't think I've ever seen it as good.
I always get lulled into a false sense of security when I play Redcliffe. The first hole, it looks really easy. You know, I always end up over near that tractor shed somewhere, and I just think, you watch you players play it, and you just think, how do they hit balls that straight consistently? But it comes back to that practice, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And just, you know, having the confidence to just hit it, and you know, if it doesn't go where it should, well, you're just going to have to walk down there and hit it again.
I suppose that's where the mental toughness for golf comes in. Even if your last shot was a good one, learn from it, forget about it, because you had another shot, haven't you?
Yeah. It's not making another mistake after you've made a mistake, and then accepting that golf isn't a game of perfects. It's a very difficult sport, but if you can practice and enjoy it, well, it's a great sport.
It's a great social sport too, isn't it? You get to meet lovely people, you get to play, and you can, like you said to me off air, and I've thought about it since you said it, you can play golf with anyone.
Yeah, terrific. That you can play with juniors, you can play with senior ladies, men, group teams. It is a good sport for that.
So you mentioned off air you'd love to have a go at the seniors tour, but at work's a commitment. Maybe that little dream might come true somewhere in the near future.
Yes, I'll have to try and stay fit and keep working on that handicap, because that would definitely be something I would love to do.
What's your next engagement in St Regis?
Actually, there's not a lot at the moment. I'm going to try and do a little bit in Melbourne and see if I can play a few things away. So I think most of the Opens are finished now.
Yeah. You're one of the more, you know, seasoned lady golfers on the circuit in St Regis. Have we got any young ladies coming up and through that you'd be worth keeping an eye on as the years roll on?
Yeah, I think Maddie Dukes would be definitely one to watch. She hits the ball. There's some lovely golfers out there, and I think as they just need time. Emily Beggs.
Yep.
I think she's also off to Commonwealth to join the junior program. But and I know Cumiella's working hard at some juniors and seniors out there, and I know as other clubs are, they're always, everyone's trying to get people to play it and start somewhere. So I'm not sure about the boys, but yeah, that's just the girls I know.
Well, as long as the younger junior girls and junior boys have got people like yourself and Daryl Morgan and Greg Rhodes involved in St Regis Golf, they've got some pretty good role models to look up to, so.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you couldn't go past either one of them, and the knowledge that they've got. And Greg's a great person for just being able to hand it over, like. He's not selfish, and he's really happy to help you. So it's good. We are very lucky in St Regis.
So I'm almost out of time. It's been terrific to touch base with you. Congratulations on Well, what's been a pretty remarkable 12 months for you, and let's hope when you chase some tournaments down the highway a little bit, you can have the results that you're looking for.
Yeah, I hope so too. But if not, I'll just go and have some fun.
But in the meantime, Sue, you've got to learn not to work so hard.
That's right, more golf.
Exactly right. More golf, less work. Sounds good to me. Sue, it's been great to have you on the program. You take care, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Great. Thanks for